Hi, friends. I hope your summer is going great. Thanks for spending some of your precious time with us to learn what's happening around the world right now and in God's kingdom. We recently put out a specific summer challenge to our Compassion Radio partners like you, and we are making progress. We still have $100,000 to go before September 1 to make sure that we can continue as a daily radio journal of God's triumphs that you rely on. So we're relying on you and God's power at work through you. Together, we'll keep bringing powerful stories of genuine life change and great commission work. We'll continue to offer our listeners opportunities to do the gospel through amazing ministry partnerships. If you haven't already, please take up this challenge today and join us in this one-of-a-kind media mission. Frank will tell you how later in the broadcast. And now, to today's story.
Today on Compassion Radio.
China is very alarmed with any social unrest.
And they fear revolution rhetoric in the way they perceive that as being something that is physically or existentially dangerous to their existence as a government or as a people or an entity called China.
Absolutely.
Of course, we think in terms of revolution of the spirit, so we do think in terms about a total conquering of the heart by the Holy Spirit of God. That is a big statement, and I understand why that could be read or heard by those who are atheistic and committed to an atheistic regime as being a threat to their value system.
And once again, welcome to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram takes an inside look with an anonymous guest at what really happens behind the scenes in China and how those things affect the church and the average citizen. I'm Frank Montenegro, and I'm inviting you to stay with us for part one of that conversation.
Okay, you've covered two points that are radically different from the previous policy. Are there any other particulars or distinctives in the 2017 edicts that would preclude the kind of ministry work that we've been seeing in China over the past 100 years, or that might become a real flashpoint?
The third one would be the flow of money. The government understands the golden rule. The one that has the gold makes the rules. Mm-hmm. They have definitively given guidelines as to what you can do and should not do. And one statement, for example, says anything over 100,000 renminbi that flows into the country for purposes of social services or helping the churches should pass through government auditing. That's a major issue.
Yeah, it is.
And now with technology and computer systems they have with central banking computers connected, it's very difficult to move large sums of money, no matter how well-intentioned that money is.
Yeah.
And even though the donor from the States or from the West may say, I have no intention to pull strings or control, my motives are absolutely pure. Nonetheless, this is something every mission organization needs to contend with and deal with.
I saw
forward myself
just on the streets with some of the hawkers that were out in some of the public places that were selling interesting trinkets or artwork and that kind of stuff, that even 75-year-old retirees that are selling crafts would have an app on their phone where you can just turn around and show a QR code and pay for that item on the street. So you know that every single financial transaction can literally be tracked. So when you talk about auditing, you're not just talking about the rules of the game that could be used later in a court of law. You're talking about a permissive auditing system where they could literally shut you down each step of the way if they chose to do so. And again, it's based on policy, not even on legal precedents.
100% correct.
Okay.
Don't try to hide in China anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Because it will soon be a cashless society. I don't know when. And I'm confident it'll move that way. And I confess part of that's my understanding of prophetic scriptures, but I think China will lead the way in that regard. The people are ready for it. The government would like that because they can follow the flow of funds easier.
Mm-hmm.
To mention the three things, one, we talked about the internet. Number two, the concern for national security in regards to religious activity. And third, we talk about flow of money into the country.
Mm-hmm.
Be more challenging now. And the final one has to do with the house churches.
And that's going to be the linchpin upon which the Western church is going to really hang their hat. So what is it?
I think so. Speaking for myself, and since I'm anonymous, I guess it isn't that matter much. But we've always chosen to work through the registered church and chosen the most legal path we could. However, I think it's well known that about probably 95% of at least evangelical Christians probably been working with the house churches since the country opened up in 1978. To them, they need to hear something. The government officials have told me directly as recently as a couple weeks ago, we're going to encourage the registered churches to bring in the house churches, encourage, invite them in. In 2 years, we're going to shut down the house churches. Now, we can say there's too many of them. It's not logistically possible. I personally am not sure I believe that.
Yeah.
I think with modern technology and surveillance, and with the will of the party to lead and control, I think they may follow through and they may achieve that. Now, what that means, I think only the Lord knows, but I think that's the fourth thing that our brothers and sisters need to know.
So we could perceive a potential for systematic persecution then for those who are resistant to any state control over the functions and the finances of religion.
Yes. And I believe those people know that. Many of them are preparing for it.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
This is Cher Nelson. This 75th year of broadcasting is very important and emotional for us. Important because God is opening new opportunities and new places for us to be able to share the compassion of Christ to the persecuted but triumphant church around the world, and to take God's word to people who have never heard or read. And emotional because we are challenged to preserve the amazing legacy of the ministry first Wilbur Nelson and then Norm left with us. Norm left us much sooner and more suddenly than any of us anticipated, and we have earnestly endeavored to continue the path that was laid down before us. But we're facing a difficult financial season, and we don't have the warm and trustworthy voice of Norm to tell you how much we need your support. But Wilbur always said, in times of financial need, ask the Lord and tell the people. And so that's what we're doing. Asking the Lord to touch hearts and telling you, we need your partnership. Not just your money, but your prayer-covered partnership giving, especially if you can join our vision team with a monthly pledge. But if you believe in our working together, we need your support however and whenever you can, and especially this month. Please, dear friends, will you help us?
To support Compassion Radio, call 800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com. Or you can write P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And last but not least, you can text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And thank you so very much. Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
I think with modern technology and surveillance, and with the will of the party to lead and control, I think they may follow through and they may achieve that. Now, what that means, I think only the Lord knows, but I think that's the fourth thing that our brothers and sisters need to know.
So we could perceive a potential for systematic persecution then for those who are resistant to any state control over the functions and the finances of religion.
Yes, and I believe those people know that. Many of them are preparing for it.
Okay. So the ramifications for us in the West and how to prepare for it so we are ready to assist appropriately and discern what the Spirit wants from us and wants from the church in China is going to be the next big calling on us. It will be incumbent upon us to learn as quick as possible and be attendant to what the Spirit is telling us immediately so that we are prepared to do what God asks us to do at that time. And this is not just a matter of personal conscience where we would prefer to have freedoms of expression things. We obviously know that China does not codify that into their laws or the Constitution. That was never granted to the people when they became a nation state again in 1949. But the means of which they could exercise total China superiority over all those functions and all those systems and all of those social systems was not really developed until this past 10 years. So now we have the capacity for a total state control, which would seem very dystopian as far as our Western understanding of things. And yet, they have real reason, because of history, to say that our state is really threatened on all fronts, and we have many, many issues, including religious invasion, which are realistic scenarios. It's not far-fetched to think that all of Asia could go up in flames again, because they've had major wars over centuries. So this is not unfamiliar territory to them, and they are actually students of history. But we are also students of the Word of God, and they know, as well as we do, that the church itself has been around and booming over this past couple hundred years, but it has roots that go all the way back to the beginning of the church. They know that we're not going away. So where is it that we're heading in our action and our application of the Great Commission, do you think, in the next couple of years as we prepare for this new policy to come into full effect?
I have personally felt that the best approach to loving China for the Lord is not any one big combined monolithic structure.
Okay.
In China, all of us that have been there a while know that the big tree catches the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And another way of saying it is the big pig gets eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched this now for 20 years.
Yeah.
Groups that say we are so big that we can't be intimidated. And I'm speaking now of missional groups.
Yeah.
Or we are so influential and so respected in the West, there's no way that China can disinvite us. They've been proven woefully wrong.
Yeah.
And my recommendation to the body of Christ is to prayerfully but quietly ask the Lord to show a path.
Hmm.
And not worry about being big, not worrying about publicity, not being concerned with your face or your name, but just what is it the Lord has called us to do as an individual or an individual group, and then get busy doing that. And there's an old African saying, together the ants can eat the elephant.
Yeah.
And I think that in this regard, that's the best thing. But I don't think there is any one answer.
Okay. That's a fair statement. I was hoping you would end somewhere like that, because if there was one answer, then we'd all be found out quickly.
Absolutely. We'd know it.
I do believe that the Spirit is capable and wants to give marching orders to all of His people, and He has capacity to manage a zillion different units to accomplish His task. We know that. And I am certain, too, that He is planning to mobilize Chinese Christianity to finish the task with us. And we do know that they're busy right now with sending many missionaries back along the Silk Road. And I do trust that God's going to keep those doors open as well. So where do you see the trend now, not just between nation states, not just between the relationship of the Western Church and the Eastern Church, but what do you see then for the future of the church in China as it faces new realities in their mission, as God calls them to be part of this Great Commission work?
Well, to echo what you said in slightly different words, the answer for China is in China. I don't say that as a way of throwing in the towel. I say it with great optimism. I think the Chinese Christians now are rising to the place where they, if the government wants the church sinicized, so be it. I think the church in China will be just fine.
Yeah.
Now, I think if we're able to resource that church legally, then I'd say let's do it. And that's what we've been trying to do and help others do.
And that's what we've been busy with as a ministry, too, for the past 30 years.
But I don't see that as losing.
No.
I see that as a victory. And so let's praise God for that, that the church in China is capable and able. Maybe they can come to America and help us.
Yeah, well, we've been praying for that for a while, too. And I know that people from even Nigeria and other parts of the world have come to us in that way. Well, let me circle back around to the question I should have asked at the very beginning, and then have you talk about the joy that you know is the heart of the Christian church in China, as I and my wife got to experience the past few weeks. Why is China important to the kingdom of God?
Well, I think China is going to influence the entire world. And so we have several options. They're quite obvious ones. One, we can reject it, detest it, and fight it. That's one option. Two, we can simply have a resigned acceptance of it. Or three, we can try, on invitation, to influence, especially the church in China, to be healthier, to have a more biblical understanding, which we want for every church, including those in our own country, be more biblically literate, have as many resources as we can provide for them. So I think that that's the answer. You can Google up your own statistics, but when you look at the diaspora of Chinese people, at least a third of the world could be Chinese, ethnic Chinese someday. So how do we ignore that? And I say it this way in my own calling, that if you like to fish, you go where the fish are.
Yeah.
So, of course, I think any meaningful mission focus should have China somewhere in their portfolio. Mm-hmm.
And China's got the world in its sights, so I think that's probably going to be very true of the church as well. Even when the pressure's coming, that they see opportunity everywhere. And so if that Chinese symbol for crisis, as you talked about when we were meeting with you before, is about danger and opportunity combined, I don't know of a Chinese Christian that doesn't sense that every opportunity is in some way a crisis. It requires faithful involvement and obedience to the Spirit of God and taking risks. I didn't meet a single Christian in my time over there that wasn't already taking risk and joyfully doing so.
Amen.
Because they believe that that investment in the kingdom is something that God will and does reward. And they want as many people to be with them in the kingdom as possible, because it starts now. It's not just about something after we die. It is the kingdom of God established as outposts and as diplomatic emissaries to the nations of the world, so that His love is known by as many people as possible. You've done a great job in making it possible for us to taste it ourselves, and on behalf of all of our Compassion Radio partners, to be able to say, we get it now. We understand better what God's doing there in that country, and you have been very helpful in us gaining that understanding and renewing that passion for our ministry to care about the church in China. I thank you for that.
Well, it's my honor to be with you and to get to know you. And I trust that the ministry that you're doing will just continue to expand and have a great impact for the glory of God.
Thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure to have you as a friend now.
hopefully it's helpful to those that are seeking the Lord's will for their own ministries.
Your message about what the next 2 years is going to mean on the ground for the church in China is really important. We will be praying specifically about that point.
Thousands of missionary-focused people, whether they've been exited from the country in the last couple of years, and I'm afraid it's not done yet. So we are working hard to be a good friend to China, but not compromise the truth. There's some things we can't give up, can we?
No, I hope not.
If, in fact, the house churches are going to be shut down in 2 years, I feel a special burden.
Well, Doctor, it's been a great to sit down with you personally about this, and thank you for being willing to go a little farther into the weeds than you probably wanted to in the first place.
Absolutely. Let me know what the response is.
Fair enough. Have a great night, sir.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now, second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.